From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet Russian officials on the decision to pull some of Russia's forces out of Syria and ways to end the five-year conflict. His remarks in Washington come amid a cessation of hostilities and commencement of peace talks in Geneva.
I will be traveling next week to Moscow to meet with President Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in order to discuss how we can effectively move the political process forward and try to take advantage of this moment. We know that despite the progress that we've made, despite the reductions in violence and the increases in humanitarian assistance and relief, lasting peace will be impossible without a genuine political transition.
Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the decision to pull back some forces from Syria following a 5.5-month air campaign to bolster the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. France Tuesday vowed to step up its anti-terrorist campaign in Africa in the wake of Sunday's Al-Qaeda attack on an Ivory Coast beach resort that killed 18 people, including 4 French citizens. The Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault and the Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve arrived in Abidjan, the Ivorian commercial capital. Mr. Cazeneuve praised Ivorian security forces for their quick response to Sunday's attack, the result, he said, of ongoing cooperation. He announced that France is strengthening its security cooperation with Ivory Coast, stationing elite forces in neighboring Mali to intervene in case of emergencies, as well as provide training and assistance. Meanwhile, the Al-Qaeda North African branch said the attack in Grand Bassam was in retaliation for a French offensive against jihadists. This is VOA News.